Hey guys, if you're anything like me, you don't have a dad or a mom that can help you navigate corporate America. You're just out here thugging it out, trying to make it, trying to get promoted, trying to get the new opportunity, all that stuff. Whew. Listen, I'm creating a course and my goal is to help you set yourself up for success. And the result should be you should be eligible for promotion 18 to 24 months after you take this course. I'm so excited. I'm putting my heart and soul into this. Now, I just need to know, is this something you're really interested in? If so, go to trillmba.com and sign up in the pop-up. That way, when registration opens, you'll be the first to know. Thank you guys for all of your support. And again, if you have any questions or concerns, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. Now let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill MBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. Happy Sunday, everybody. Happy Sunday. It's another week and we're alive. Hallelujah. All right, listen. So this is probably a little late, but I had other shows planned. So this is when you get this episode. So about 2 weeks ago, I was in New Orleans, Louisiana. I was living my best life with my cousins and my friends, enjoying my friends' work perks and soaking in all the melanated joy of Essence Festival. Yes, the 25th annual Essence Festival was in New Orleans the weekend after July 4th, and it was amazing. Oh my God. So in this episode, I'm going to share what I learned during my 4 days in New Orleans, and give you some things to think about as we continue on our corporate journeys to the top. Yay! So, I was with my cousins, and a little bit about me, which I think I've shared, but I am technically an only child. So I have half siblings that don't know who I am. They don't know I exist. I have one that knows I exist, but I have other ones that they don't know I exist. I know, we'll talk about that another day. My grandfather died in 2011, my grandmother died in 2012, and then my mother died in 2015. So I am an adult orphan, if that's a such thing. But I do have really cool cousins that I grew up with. And because I don't live in like the Houston, Victoria area, I'm from Victoria, Texas, I don't get to see them very often. And I'm really bad about calling people. I know, I'm going to work on this. And so my cousin had reached out to me some time ago and said, hey, let's go to Essence. And I was like, yeah, I need to go. Although I don't have a job, I probably didn't need to go, but I needed to go. So I went. And it was so cool. There was 8 of us all together. Let me tell you how good God is. So we had one Airbnb, and because of zoning or whatever, that Airbnb could no longer be an Airbnb in New Orleans. And so Airbnb found us another Airbnb that was actually better than the original Airbnb we had. So we each had our own bed, which is amazing with 8 people in one house. But the coolest thing about this Airbnb was it was literally across the street from where Kofi, Yes, y'all. And I ain't even gonna butcher his last name because I already know I'm gonna butcher it, so I'm not even gonna go there. Y'all know who I'm talking about, Ralph Angel from Queen Sugar. His apartment building while he's filming in New Orleans, Queen Sugar, was right across the street from this Airbnb. So we saw him. We also saw the young man that plays Micah. I think his first name is Kyle. I think, don't quote me on that. But it was so amazing because, like, we saw them. We didn't really get to talk to them, but we did get to look. And, well, y'all know Kofi is good to look at. I know. I shouldn't be looking at him like that. It feels illegal in some ways. I'm too old. So that was really cool. And then we got to reconnect and Kiki and Kaka and reminisce. And I'm just really, really glad that I did that with my cousins because we had a really great time. My cousin had a friend that does this whole box suite thing for the concert. So we were in the box on Friday and Saturday. And Saturday was one of my cousin's birthday. So it was amazing. And we saw Michelle Obama. And now I had seen Michelle Obama when she came here to Dallas. But listen, when I tell you Michelle Obama got me all the way together, like I really have been looking at myself and my food choices since I got back. And I hear Michelle's voice like, your health is the most important thing. I'm like, oh man, okay. I hear you, Michelle. I hear you. I'm not going to take this for granted. I'm struggling, but I'm going to get it together. But the most important thing that I learned with being with my family and reconnecting with my family, it is so important, you guys, to take time off from work, unplug completely, and really reconnect with the people you care about and who care about you, and let them love on you. Like, work isn't going anywhere. You're always going to have work. You're an adult. You have to work because bills are real and they don't go away. And so you have to make money to take care of yourself. So just know that work is always going to be there, but your family is not always going to be there. And you are not always going to be here. So the most important things are the things that you can't touch, but you can feel. And to feel love from people is so amazing. So let people love on you. And I'm really preaching to myself and enjoy your family. We're going to take a quick break and then I'll come back with what I learned about the magic of Black women when we come back from the break. And we're back. So there's something truly magical about us, Black women. And seeing all of us together in one space is just absolutely amazing. Just the energy, the melanin, all different shades of melanin, all different sizes of melanin, just Black girl magic. Like, it's just something that truly fuels your soul and something we should experience more of and put ourselves in more of those spaces that unite us. It was very uplifting. And one of the things I want to highlight that I feel like is truly magical, and I think some of you will agree with me. So one of my friends and classmates, and the funny thing is, we went to undergrad and grad school together. Nydira, oh my God. Not only is she like hashtag Black girl magic, let me tell you what this girl was responsible for doing. So the dictionary defined Black in very negative ways, and they would use synonyms for the word Black, words like dirty and wicked and evil. and very derogatory words to define Black. And so my girl was responsible for getting the dictionary to change the definition of Black to be positive and uplifting and remove all these negative things. And she successfully executed the campaign and the charge to do this as a part of her job. It was just amazing. And these things matter. Words mean things. Words matter. Okay? So these synonyms for dirty, dingy, sad, depressing, somber, disastrous, calamitous for Black, like, we need to stop. Because most of the time, when you think of the word Black these days, it's about Black people. And so we don't need these negative words associated with the color Black or us Black people. I walked away from my experience at Essence really truly believing that we as Black women, if we united around each other and lifted each other up, we would be unstoppable, you guys. Like, totally unstoppable. And it doesn't matter your ideology or ideological differences, right? Like, we just gotta come together and hold each other up. The other thing that was very magical, and again, I have these friends that are amazing and they work at these amazing companies. So your girl was at the McDonald's after party on Saturday night in the VIP, and I wasn't supposed to really be back there, but you know how I do. And so I'm in the VIP hanging out with my friend and her boss, which is like an amazing person that I'm trying to have on the show. So I'm working on that. So I made that connection. But the other connection I made, which I wasn't going to talk to her, like I saw her and I was like, oh my God, is that who I think that is? Oh my God. And I was kind of fangirling out. And then I was like, Felicia, you know you want her on the podcast. Like, you should just go talk to her. So there was a moment that she was kind of standing by herself. So I went up and I met Demetria Lucas. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. I was trying to play it cool. I always tell myself, if you meet somebody that you are a fan of, remember, they put their drawers on one leg at a time. They're just human beings. You can't be fanning out and scaring people because you know your personality is just way too big anyway. So calm down. So that's what was going through my head. So I was talking real fast because I was like, I really want you on my show. I really want her on the show because you guys, I know I talk about, you know, how to manage your day-to-day, but part of being able to be successful in corporate is having a well-rounded life. And part of having a well-rounded life is minding all of your business, including your personal life. And so for those who may not have heard of Demetria Lucas, she is, first of all, she's a badass. So let's start there. She's an author. She's a media personality. She has a new podcast called Ratchet and Respectable, which I love that. And I love her podcast. She was on a Bravo show, Blood, Sweat, and Heels. She's written two books, A Bell in Brooklyn, The Go-To Guide for Living Your Best Single Life, and Don't Waste Your Pretty, The Go-To Guide for Making Smarter Decisions in Life and Love. So she really is all about talking about cultural commentary, talking about modern relationships. I love everything she does. She is her true Black ass self, which I completely respect. And I really want her on the show because I want her to give her point of view on what working women should be doing in addition to focusing on the C-suite, you also need to focus on your personal life. Like, you need to create that balance. Then I just want to hear it from her just down-ass, trill-ass perspective. And I want you guys to hear that too. So I talked to her. She said, jump in her DMs. I did. You know, I waited a couple days because, you know, Essence was live and kicking. But I jumped in those DMs. I haven't heard anything yet. She hasn't looked at my DM yet. But if anybody knows Demetria Lucas, like, could you let her know that I talked about her on this show and I want her to come on the show? Can y'all help a sister out? Help us out. So that was something that I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe I did it. I talked to her. And again, I remember something my grandma always told me, a closed mouth don't get fed. And that holds true for work too. Like, you guys, we just have to start asking for what we want. We have to start speaking up, but in positive ways, right? Like, remember, keep it positive. Like, don't speak up to complain. Like, that's not gonna get you anywhere. But speak up to get something that you need. If you need help, if you need encouragement, if whatever you need, ask for it from a positive standpoint. Like, this would be really good if I could get XYZ. And trust me, you'll get what you need, okay? All right, so that was the second thing I learned. We just got to help each other and don't be afraid to ask for help from each other. And so if we continue to lift each other up, we are absolutely going to take over the world.
What are we going to do tomorrow night?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Now, after the next break, this is where I get into the critique of Essence Fest. I got a few words for these companies because they kind of showed their ass, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Stay tuned. All right, y'all, listen. I feel like these companies see Essence Festival as the prime opportunity to just shove their shit down our throats, right? Now, don't get me wrong. When you go and you can get full-size bottles of product, especially if you got natural hair, that part, that's a good part. Keep that part. Don't change that, y'all. Keep that. Free full-size products of shit. Like, yes, I'm here for it. However, comma, picture it. The concert. Night one, night two, night three. Hoo child. So in between artist acts, you know, they have to take down one set of instruments and one artist band stuff and all that, and then put the next artist up. So that takes about 20, 25 minutes, according on how elaborate somebody's set is. Girl, let me tell you something. These fools got up there, and I give it to Lonnie Love. She really did a great job of trying to keep the energy going and trying to, you know, keep the crowd engaged. But honey child, there was not enough excitement, energy in the world to have these commercials, like live action commercials done in your face. And it was just, it was a fail. Like, it was all a fail. So I'm not going to call any company names, but just look online. All the big sponsors of Essence had time on the main stage in the Superdome. And they had these activations or they did contests. It just felt contrived. And it felt like they were trying so hard to be relevant that it was so inauthentic. Like, it just didn't feel real. And I don't know if it didn't feel real because it was literally like, we're not in the Superdome. You're in your home watching these concert artists on TV, and then now we're going to have an ad. And it's like, boo, get off the stage. We don't want it. Especially in the time where I know I fast forward through commercials, and I only stop to look at commercials when I'm doing research or, you know, thinking about marketing stuff. That's the only time I look at commercials. If I'm watching my show, DVR, forward. But I don't know. It was just painful to watch. Like, there was a lot of group texting going back and forth with my friends, laughing at their companies that they work for. I was like, what is y'all doing? Like, whose idea was this? Please tell me it was not yours. Because I'm about to make fun of you for real. Fortunately, that stuff isn't left up to my friends. That's not exactly what they do. But now I will say, I'm talking about these companies. However, thank you, my friends, Perks, because my cousins left on Sunday. And so I stayed and I was able to crash with a friend. And then my other friend gave me a ticket. I had floor seats. So, you know, like, I'll be living this good life off these companies. So I can't talk about them too bad. I think where my rub comes in is that I know that we are not holding these companies accountable. We don't hold them accountable in two very clear ways. One way was talked about by our forever first lady, Michelle Obama, and she said it best. Listen to this.
And look what you did with the lunch program. You said about the proper milk, which now the USDA has changed the rules.
They can now drink
flavored milk, chocolate, and strawberry. It's okay to have refined grains. It's okay they've changed the sodium levels. All the things you implemented that pediatricians and nutritionists said was working.
Right.
That's now been overturned.
Well, because food is a money industry. You know, that's just the bottom line. This is really about money. There are people who are advertising right now who don't care about your kids' health if their profit margins are good. So here's what we have to do is that we have to own our health.
She said there are people that are advertising right now. Like, right now in this building, right before we came on the stage. It was the best shady read. I was texting my friends like, she's talking about your company. But it's true, you guys. And it is on us to come together and hold these companies and hold our congresspeople, our representatives, our people we elect accountable to do what's best by us, even though sometimes we don't want that, right? Because I know I'd be mad if somebody tried to regulate my Chick-fil-A consumption, but I need to regulate my Chick-fil-A consumption. Oh, boy. But she really spoke about health and that being so important. And I heard it. It hit me right in my chest. I couldn't even be mad. You know how you want to be mad? Somebody telling you the truth about yourself. They talking directly to you. They don't even know you. And you be looking at them like, really? But you can't be mad because it is so true. So that was one of the biggest lessons I took away from Essence was Saturday night listening to Michelle Obama. And I mean, she is definitely goals. She's definitely life goals. But the other thing that I took away and felt away about is that I know these companies, they're advertising to us, but when it comes to us working for them, that a lot of these companies are not treating us fairly. They're not treating us right. So you happy to take my money as a consumer, as a Black woman, and you're happy to come to Essence Fest and talk about how Black women are everything and magical. You know, you have your couple of tokens that you've picked out from high up in your organization, but not that high. They ain't no CEOs, okay? Let's be clear. But you got these Black women who are over, you know, peripheral things like communications. That's not a line. I love y'all. Don't get me wrong. I'm not hating. If you're doing a job you love, do that job. But it is not a line role. And a line role is a role that will lead you directly to the C-suite. And that's just not one of them. And when I say the C-suite, I mean CEO, CFO, COO. Okay. Or in a lot of tech companies, CTO. So if it's not leading you to those roles, it's not a line role. It is a support role. It is a needed role. It makes the company function well. You're important. I don't want to have anybody feeling like the work they do is not important. It's just understood that that's not the job that gets you to the C-suite. So it's great that we're in those kind of positions, but I want to see us in higher positions. I want to see us with more seats at the table, because the God's honest truth is we are in very few rooms and we are at very few tables. And so for you to come to me talking about how wonderful your company is and how much you love Black women, and then having to read the letters that I get from people, I actually got a letter, like an emergency email on Sunday. It was Sunday. It was either Saturday or Sunday. And the girl was like, yeah, so long story short, boss said bad comments about her hair and she went to HR. And now 3 months later, she finds herself presented with a PIP. Now, mind you, 3 months ago, she was getting awards. And she was like, should I sign the PIP? First of all, don't ever go to HR. That's going to be a whole nother show. But during the day, I'm getting emails about, you know, I feel like I'm being pushed out, or I got this PIP, or my boss decides she don't like me, or all this other crazy shit that goes on day to day. But then at night, I go to the concert and here y'all monkey asses are trying to sell me shit. So we need y'all to do better. You know, I don't like feeling used by corporate America. And that's exactly what I felt like at those concerts and walking around the convention center. I felt used. I'm like, I get it. Y'all got money to make this thing go. I understand the business that goes on behind it. But how do we hold you accountable, corporate America? Corporate America, how do you hold your damn self accountable? You know, there's a real disconnect. These CEOs are like all in a big group championed together, you know, writing manifestos about how, you know, they really are trying to diversify their workforces and their leadership. And I'm like, yeah, okay. It's fine and dandy, you CEOs of these big companies, to have your great intentions and like talk to each other. But what is that really doing? You know who you need to talk to? You need to talk to your director level folks. You need to talk to your VP level folks. You need to talk to your senior manager level folks. Your first few levels of people managers, those are the people you need to be talking to in your organization, because those are the motherfuckers that are treating people shitty and stabbing people in the back, lying to people, stringing them along, making them feel a certain way. They're the, you know, motherfuckers that are running amok in your organization and ruining your culture. And you talking to other CEOs about how do we do this doesn't fix it. Better yet, why don't you talk to the Black women in your organization? And it ain't that many of them. That's an easy meeting. And why don't you pull them and say, hey, I want to know the truth. And I guarantee you there will be no retaliation, but I want to know the truth about what is happening to you. And pay attention. Hold your VPs accountable to paying attention. I don't care if they have 20 people that they're responsible for. If you have someone who got an award 3 months here, and now all of a sudden is on a PIP? What the fuck? That's crazy. That's stupid. So you're willing to get rid of this person because they were holding you accountable to treating them with respect. But yet, you're going to come to Essence Fest, where we all come together to love on each other and fan out over each other and celebrate each other and throw your products in our face and get all in our face while we're trying to have a good time. But you showing up talking about how much we love Black women and we're here for y'all. And we have all these great products for you. Well, can you have some great promotions for me? Can you have some great projects for me? Can you have great visibility for me? Can you have some sponsorship for me? And not at Essence, like at work, can you sponsor me? Okay. That's what we need. Ooh-cha. Okay. This has been long enough. Sorry, y'all. Sorry for ranting. I know we're supposed to be positive, right? I'm always saying, be positive. I'm positively perturbed. So, in conclusion, y'all, listen. Essence, it is the best girl trip ever. It is awesome. You can also go with your boo, but if you're not married, I wouldn't bring sand to the beach because there are definitely single guys there. Although it's really not fair because there's so many more of us than them. So they just walk around with their tongues hanging out, wagging their tails. It's like they're a puppy in a puppy treat shop. So it's a great time. And there's so much to do. Just, I say, plan it, book it, just do it, save for it, go to all the concerts, take Monday and Tuesday off. You need to recuperate. I literally had to recuperate from Essence. I had so much fun. I ate good. I laughed a lot. My cousins took crazy pictures of us in our scarves and pajamas. I didn't appreciate that part. But anyway, you guys, trust me, it is the break in the year that you need to recharge. And it's right in the middle of the year. It's perfect timing so that you can hit the back half running. So definitely next year, plan it out and go. And in the meantime, as always, if you need some help or advice about specific work situations, because this is the thing that I'm good at, hit me up at trillmba.com/coaching and you can schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me and we can strategize and talk about, you know, what your next step should be from this situation so that you can get your best possible outcome. That's all I want for you, is your best possible outcome. In addition, you can always email me. You can email me at ask@trillmba.com. You can also go to trillmba.com. There's a form on there to contact me. Come straight to the email. Please use me as a resource. This is what I'm here for. This is why I do this. I have been getting some great reviews from you guys. I appreciate it. Please keep sending me messages, sending me reviews. It keeps me encouraged. It keeps me working on content for you guys. It keeps me focused on helping us win and live our best lives, because that's what this is all about. And to be great in corporate America, we can do it. It is doable. It's not easy, but it's doable. And I believe in us. I believe in you. I believe in me. And I know that we have it in our DNA to succeed at whatever we put our minds to. So go forth, have a great week. I love you guys. And until next week, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.